Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, June 29th, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and again, desire to share a message that we hope will both encourage and instruct. In keeping with an agricultural theme we often use since we live out here in the country, today's message is titled, Keeping Up with the Weeds. It is based on a scripture text from Matthew chapter 13, 27 and 28.
Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from? He replied, an enemy did this.
We've really had the hot weather here in Lancaster County. It's been rather dry as well. Nevertheless, I am able to report that the weeds are growing extremely well in our garden and in various landscape portions of our yard. We have a very small garden plot in our backyard where we have planted tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, squash, corn, lima beans, the first time this year, and many herbs.
Herbs.
I had a friend named Herb that constantly got confused whether it was herb or herb. Popping up through the soil all around these intended plants are scores of very healthy-looking weeds.
Well, our daily verse is rather intriguing. Jesus is telling a series of kingdom parables in Matthew 13, the most familiar of which is the parable of the sower. The statement found in our daily verse is from the second parable, which begins in verse 24. This parable speaks of a landowner who sowed good seed in his field. But while he slept, the enemy came in and sowed the weeds. Seems like that's the way it is for us, too. Later, when the weeds appeared beside the intended crop, his servants, knowing that he had sown good seed, asked him what gardeners often ask themselves. Where, then, did the weeds come from?
It's interesting how you have to tend to the plants that you want to keep, but you don't really have to worry at all about the weeds. Well, that's a question we all ask in our own lives and in the work of God, in the church, in our country. Where do the weeds come from? Well, the answer in the parable as stated by the landowner expresses a vital truth. Simply quoting him, an enemy did this. Later, in explaining the parable, Christ plainly states, the enemy that sowed them is the devil. That's verse 39. Indeed, this enemy continues his dastardly work individually and all throughout the world. Consider the song that Martin Luther wrote, the line, but still our ancient foe doth seek to work us woe. Some 400 years after Martin Luther wrote that, maybe 500. Well, the ancient foe was still at work.
Well, we need to follow some good advice that Stephen can recall his parents saying, and I certainly recall we had very, very large gardens when I grew up, and they would often say, you've got to keep up with the weeds. Whether we get down on our knees and pick them one at a time, or use a hoe or cultivator, or as gardeners and farmers spray for them, which we saw last night on our walk as we passed our Amish neighbor's farm. We've got to keep up with the weeds.
Well, let me make it clear. We don't attribute the weeds in our little vegetable garden to a literal enemy, but the sure reminder of the truth of this parable. Today, may God help each of us as we continue to overcome the work of our archenemy in keeping up with the weeds. Let's also remember, and I quote in conclusion, from 1 John 4, verse 4, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world.
Let's pray together. Father, the pesky weeds in the garden are pervasive, persistent, and problematic to the gardener, until pulled out by the root. Weeds are like sin in our lives, and in order for us to be productive and thriving in our Christian walk, we must uproot the growing sins that seek to choke out the Word of God in our lives. Alert us to the weeds in their infancy stage, lest they overtake the precious implanted truths of your Holy Scripture, and we begin to live for the worthless weed instead of the precious bread of life. Keep us diligent, zealous, and hopeful as we nurture our daily lives with the spiritual tools of forgiveness, patience, forbearance, enduring love, and so many other productive attitudes as written in the Scriptures. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. It's a beautiful day here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. We do need rain. We thought we'd get a storm last evening, but we didn't, apparently, or through the night. But it's very dry. In fact, we show a picture that Brooksine just took this morning of that crack in the ground that's evidence of dry soil. We do have two contrasting photos, and one of them I just mentioned, one where Brooksine has weeded and covered the soil with mulch around her basal plants, and one where there is no weeding and mulching, as if very many would even need to be reminded of what that looks like.
But the beauty of it being done is really nice compared to seeing
it's pretty. And I just made the pictures kind of small, but mulched soil, it's straw. In fact, she has around that, particularly when it's wet, so she waters that, it'll look all the better. We have a couple photos up today of a hardware store we visited in Bird in Hand recently that we've often passed by but finally stopped by to see, both an exterior photo as well as an interior photo. That was our doorbell, our daughter's playing around, I guess. We have an interesting store, an old creaky wood floor, if you care to take a look. Also, our head photo today, or lead photo, I call it, is that very same store with the with plants and flowers along the side of the red siding. And the final photo we have up today, a joyful sight for me anyway, for many in our area. Oh, the locally grown corn is ready. And I picked our first group the other day from a farm wagon in the eastern part of our county. Well, we always put up music. Well, you think with me. I couldn't think of songs regarding weeds today, and there probably are some, but one song I did find, it's from Psalm 1. That's about the tree planted by streams of water. Have a blessed day today. And remember, keep up with the weeds. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared for Tuesday, June 29th, 2010.